All right, we are going to switch up the programming order tonight as we have a very special couple of guests here, a lot of guests actually here at West Bank Arena. The Nailers are up 4-1 on the Walleye after two. Every March, we get a chance to do an event called Inclusion on Ice, and we couldn't do it without the support of Augusta Levy Learning Center as well as the Easter Seals. And tonight, first off, we get to start with Jess Osmanski from Augusta Levy Learning Center.
Hello.
And Jess, this is your first run at the Inclusion on Ice event. So getting a chance to see everything that happened last year and getting a chance to give the opportunity to those who may not get a chance to skate on a regular basis, what does this event create the chance to do?
So the Inclusion on Ice event, it is such an amazing opportunity for our students and for the community who may not be able to participate in hockey or ice skating just on skates to be able to have different ways to get out there and participate and be included. We're so grateful for this opportunity and to work with the Nailers to be doing this.
Augusta Levy does so many incredible events throughout the years. It's almost like we look to you if there's a cool event to go on in Wheeling. I feel like you're behind it. You've got the Color Me Awesome 5K in the summertime. We just had the Dancing with the Ohio Valley Stars. How much pride do you all take in being able to have these events, and what's the biggest takeaway for you from those?
So we love the events. Our staff love them. Our families love them. The biggest takeaway is really raising awareness, creating a sense of community, and giving back to the students and families at our center.
So we had a chance today to watch during the first intermission. We had sled hockey.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I love getting a chance to watch players be able to play the sport in
exactly.
its different forms. But also, you and I were talking off the air here before you came on, as you got a chance to meet some of the players.
Yes.
And that was not only uber special for the families, but for your family, too.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. Yeah, I was sitting with one of the players, and he was talking to some of our students, and he said his name. And I looked at him, and I went, "Your dad's Peter LaViolette?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Wow, can you come over whenever we're done and say hi to my husband? He would love it." But he is wearing his Penguins gear, so I don't know if that'll be a conflict of interest. But he did it, and he was amazing. And Betsy from Easter Seals and I were talking. The players were phenomenal whenever they went around and was meeting with our students. So we're so appreciative. It was such a great event.
Shall we give Betsy the
yes,
opportunity
please.
To say a few things? Betsy McFarland from the Easter Seals. Welcome aboard, Betsy.
Thank you.
And this is just such a special day. And what does this mean for the families who were involved with it to be able to take in the hockey game, be involved with it as well?
I wish that I could show you pictures on the radio of the faces of the families as we went around tonight to say hi to them, and we took some Nailers players around to them. They are beaming. They are so excited to be here. They're so grateful to get the chance to come to a game, meet the players. They're going to get a picture on the ice afterwards, and we're just so appreciative.
One of the people who's also been heavily involved with this is our good friend David George, and he got to do the ceremonial puck drop before the game. What does this event mean for him? Because I know this was one of his dreams, not only tonight, but also the inclusion event in March.
David is passionate about hockey. He's passionate about this event. This Inclusion on Ice event coming up in March, DJ, this was his whole idea. It was his idea. He came to Easter Seals and Augusta Levy, and we are helping to make it happen, and he's involved with it and in the background on the committee, and he's very happy to see things happening.
What does it mean for you and your colleagues at the Easter Seals to be able to reach out and to have events that are able to include everybody, and especially to give them chances that they may not get on a daily basis?
Well, that's what it's all about, DJ, is inclusion, acceptance, accessibility, you know, being able to bring an event to the families that, you know, they might not normally get a chance to be a part of. So the Nailers come out, they help the kids on the ice at the Inclusion on Ice. They push the wheelchairs around the ice. Families are there. There's sled hockey going on. People can try that out. We have all kinds of equipment to help people get on the ice if they're usually not able to do that. So it's all about inclusion.
And it's on Sunday, March the 12th this season. So everybody make sure, circle that date on your calendars. It's a really magical day.
Everyone's welcome.
Yes, at Wheeling Park. And it's, if you get a chance to see it, it's just something that will probably bring a tear to your eye. It's so, so cool to see those kids, like you said. I want to make sure everybody's following the right places, so I want to make sure we follow the Easter Seals, all their social media, Augusta Levy Learning Center, all their social media. Anything else that we need to put in our fans' ears and eyes to be able to make sure that they know to look forward to this event and all the great work that both of you and your organizations are doing right now?
Just thank you. Thank you to our communities. We couldn't do it without you. We're nonprofits, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Betsy, Jess, thank you so much for coming on today. We're having a blast. Let's hope the Nailers can finish off this win for you today, too.
Yeah.
It's
all
a 4-1 score after two. Isaac and I will recap the second coming up next on our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report on the Nailers Broadcast Network presented by Main Street Bank.